8:15 this morning, and we are all the way in to talking to a gal that I have come to just really adore. And she's from Invista. Her name is Cecily, and she is my expert for Ask the Expert today. And throughout the few months to come, we're going to have an opportunity to take questions from you via email and answer them about mortgages. Very, very important these days. And springtime is really a time when we want to think about what are we going to do? We're going to move. We're going to buy a new house. We're going to build a new house. Well, you need a little help sometimes along the way. It's always a good idea to ask somebody that is knowledgeable. And that's why we have Cecily in this morning. Good morning, ma'am. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Kim. It's great to be here.
So, Invista was at the home show, weren't you?
Yeah. So last weekend, the weekend before that, we were involved with the Lawrence Home Builders Association Home Show for 2024. It was really exciting. There were over 60 vendors there talking to the public and answering questions about different home needs that you might have. Ours, of course, was about lending.
So, Cecily, when we talk about lending, some people these days are struggling a little bit, but it's still, when you're lending on something, it's not like credit card debt. You're lending on something that a mortgage can apply to. I guess what I'm trying to say is that it is debt that will be an investment for
right.
you.
It's definitely an asset. What I tell people when they see that big chunk in their savings that they've been putting money towards and saving up, and then it's kind of heartbreaking to them. I see it in their eyes when they realize that they're going to have to take all that money out and put it towards their home. Well, really, I just remind them that it's just moving your money. That's still your money. But it's just moving it to a different place. So it's now an asset for you to use that will likely appreciate is what we've seen in this market for sure.
And home ownership has all kinds of perks, which we will talk about. But right now, I want to talk about getting ready.
Yes.
So how important is it to get ready or why is it important to get ready financially to get into a home?
Well, this time, especially with the spring market coming up, a lot of things are popping up onto the market. Everyone's getting really excited. This time of year, there's just a lot of activity. And so what I try to remind people is the power of pre-approval is so crucial because it shows sellers that you're a serious buyer. So being financially prepared, when you go in to make that offer, they're going to see, are you pre-approved? Are you able to secure this loan? Are you going to be able to get a mortgage after the offer is accepted?
Because as you said, lenders assess your financial stability.
Yes.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, we're basically going to put a microscope over the last 2 years. So we're going to make sure that you are a stable employee somewhere or, you know, working for yourself and you have your tax returns that prove your income. So that way we know that you can afford this monthly payment and we're not going to put you in a mortgage that is going to affect your lifestyle in a negative way. We want to make sure that you're in a home that you can confidently afford because it's not just about the monthly payment. It's about the upkeep too. So
yes, and that's a very critical point. You need to be able to save a little money so that you can do home repairs because that comes along with
it. Yeah, because you're going to want to turn the key, open the door and paint the walls the color you want. So
Cecily Reese is our guest this morning with Invista. Cecily, when we talk about percentage of income, do you guys kind of look at that to judge whether somebody can afford to get into that mortgage?
Oh, for sure. We're going to basically, you know, ask for your income verification documents, which are your pay stubs, your W-2s, your tax returns. So those are all the items you can think, oh, I got to have those ready when I go talk to a lender. So that way, I can just present them up front, and that makes the process go so much smoother rather than, you know, us telling you what you need and then you having to go out and find it and then come back. So being prepared in that first meeting is going to set you up for success from the beginning.
So when you're thinking about buying a home, start a folder.
Yeah.
And then listen to Ask the Expert, which we'll be doing here at KLWN, and we will help you know what to put in that folder when you walk in the door.
Exactly.
So how much do I need to have saved to get ready to buy a house? That down payment's going to be a big thing. And we also talked about having some fix-it-up money.
Right. So, of course, you know, you always hear you want 20% down, but obviously that can be challenging, especially in the Lawrence market, being a first-time home buyer, especially. So that's why we love to have different programs to tailor to that scenario. We have different mortgage products that offer as low as 3% down.
Really?
Yeah. And then this time of year, for the spring market, we're also offering some grants available, which we like free money, right?
Yeah, we do.
And this year, it's really exciting because there's even a specific grant that doesn't just tailor to the first-time home buyer. And so that is something, definitely reach out to me, and I'd love to give more details on that, because it's first-come, first-served basis. And so that's why it's so important to talk to your lenders early, to see if there's any of those grants available or special assistance available, so that way we can take advantage of those and they don't run out. Because once the bucket's empty, you know, we got to wait till next spring for that bucket to be refilled.
So right now is the time to be talking to Cecily Reese at Invista. We better give your email address out a couple of three or four times.
Oh, today. Yeah.
Okay.
My email address is my first and last name with a dot in between. So it's cecily.reese@invistacu.com, which is cecily.reese@invistacu.com.
Nicely done. We can do I think you're hired for radio too after that. Okay, so what's the difference? I've always wondered this. What's the difference between being pre-qualified and pre-approved?
So being pre-qualified for a mortgage is like getting a rough estimate based on what you tell a lender. So we're going to, you know, basically drop numbers for you that are just based on the information that you're giving us. A pre-approval, however, is more serious. So we actually would check your credit score. We're going to ask for those documents that verify your income. And a pre-approval is obviously much stronger when you're looking to buy a home and make that offer. The seller is going to take that offer a lot more seriously.
Okay. Then what do I do to consider a mortgage lender? How do I identify the people that I want to work with when I'm going to go into that much debt?
Oh, yeah. That's huge. And for me personally, it's all about customer service. I mean, and that's just like anything. Buying a home is a big deal. And when you have people you trust who can advocate for you, that's just crucial. So I really tell people to take the time to find a lender that matches your personality, find a realtor that can speak with you on the level that you're comfortable with and communicate in the style that you like, because that's going to be crucial for those people to make recommendations for you that are helpful, that are going to put you in the line for success through the process. Personally, I love Invista, obviously, because we service our loans for the life of the loan. Other lenders will, you know, help you through the process and be great, obviously. But after you close, they're probably going to sell that loan to a different processor, that a different company after you close, and then you'll be making your payments to them. And so I love that, you know, we offer that personalized service, because when you're signing a 30-year note, like, that's a huge commitment. And having that person, you know, that you can always talk to, I think speaks volumes.
I think it does too. One of the things I hated the most was when, I had a loan with Countrywide, and then they went belly up, and then it got sold, and then the company that had it after that, or was it Countrywide? Somebody sold all of our personal information, mm-hmm. and then it got sold to a bank that I would never do business with any other way. And I just was like, why can't my bank that I'm, or my mortgage lender that I'm working with, I want to be able to reach out and talk to those people, and you need to know me. And it gets back to that one-on-one personal customer service has said in individual, I wish I'd known, you know, or if you, yeah. I didn't know if you guys heard this a long time ago, but it makes a difference is the point that I'm trying to get to be able to go in and speak to somebody who knows you and knows your situation, who's willing to work with you and work hard for you. That makes a huge bit of difference these days, especially. It always has, but these days, especially when there's so much going on in the mortgage world,
exactly.
so much going on in the housing world.
Yes.
So how far in advance, I just want to know, should someone prepare finances before thinking about buying a home, even thinking about it?
Well, you want to prepare several months in advance. Ideally, of course, you know, we can work as quickly as you need, but, being prepared and having a sit down with a lender. Personally, I really like to sit down with people, even if they know that it might be in 2 years. We might be starting at square one, but let's pull your credit together. Let's go ahead and apply and get a game plan to clear up anything on your credit that might not be in your favor, might, you know, not get you the best rate, because we really want to get you from the ground running in a good position. So, you know, we're going to help you look at those collections. You know, what can you do? Are there errors on your credit report? Those are important to clear up. So that way you can look the best on paper. So that way when your loan application is submitted to the underwriter, there's not a lot of back and forth. It's more like a slam dunk from the beginning.
You actually have some counseling, I guess, over at Invista to help people work through that.
Yeah, definitely. That I really love sitting down with someone, like, because I've been there. Like, I you don't know till you know. And so sitting down across with someone and advising them, telling them, you know, what you should work on, you know, whether that's, you know, let's get an installment loan, let's get something reporting positively to your credit, because a lot of people can get scared of credit. You know, it's something where you hear all these, like, don't take on credit card debt. Obviously don't do that. But if you do it the right way, if you, you know, you put something on your credit card that you know you can pay off the next month, that's the right way to do it. Don't pay interest, you know, pay your statement balance every month. You know, just simple things like that, that some people are either scared to pull the trigger on, or just need that cheerleader to say, like, hey, you can do it, you got this, and give you that confidence.
I think you're so right. Fear plays into all of this so much. If I don't know it, I don't fear it, so I don't want to see it. But that's really the wrong way to go after this. I wanted to ask you real quick about specific loan programs or incentives that are beneficial to spring home buyers.
Right. So that's going to be those grants that I had mentioned. So we go through the Federal Home Loan Bank, and we are able to, there's a first-time home buyer grant. Basically, it's based on your household income, or the criteria for that. And then we're able to gift you a certain amount of money based on your circumstances, that then you agree to stay in the home for so long a period, and then that grant gets forgiven. So that's our first-time home buyer. And then the other one is our New Hope program, which we're really excited about this spring. And that is going to be not based on first-time home buyer, but give you those grants available to then put toward your down payment, because we realize that in this market, you know, even just a little bit of help can go a long way.
It sure can. We got about 2 minutes left with Cecily Reese of Invista, and I want you to give your email address out again.
Sure. It's cecily.reese@invistacu.com, cecily.reese@invistacu.com.
What are the mistakes that people make before in the pre-approval process?
The biggest thing is definitely don't make any big financial changes. So don't buy your dream car right before you buy your dream home. You know, don't take out large debts. Focus on paying stuff down. Focus on making more room for that mortgage payment, or more room so that way when you get into your home, you can do those little small handy projects that are going to make it your own.
Flexibility is the key.
Yes.
And especially in a tight market like this.
Yes.
That can be a tough place to try to go.
You want
to
be super competitive, because that market is competitive.
If I want to call you at Invista, what's the best phone number?
Sure. It's going to be 785-218-7314.
And I will just tell you, I'm very grateful that you offered to do this. You're sponsoring my show, but it's our show, and it is our opportunity to help people. And especially now, when I know there are young people out there that really want to be homeowners, but they feel like there are too many obstacles in front of them. So they need somebody that they can trust and somebody that they can look to give them honest advice about what path is open to them or how they can get to that path. And that's
exactly what
you're about. And I just so appreciate you being here. And you'll be back next month at the same time.
Yes, I will. So I sure will.
We'll tell you more about that again. Your email address is
cecily.reese@invistacu.com.
We want to make sure that you get a chance to talk to Cecily, so you email her if you have any questions, and we will hit some of those answers in our next program, because we're going to continue with our mortgage and in information, the information that comes from the experts. Cecily, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Kim.